the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. What people need to do is get their kids off of the TV. They need to stop putting their kids on pharmaceutical drugs, Prozac, and all of these serotonin reuptake inhibitors and these psychotropic drugs. They need to stop giving their kids water with fluoride in it. They need to stop vaccinating their kids with these vaccines that we know are loaded up with heavy metals and cancer viruses.
There's a talk radio caller in New Hampshire commenting on several things he thinks parents need to stop doing so we don't get another shooting like the one we had in Colorado. That's it. That'll be number one this week, the Colorado shooting. So we start this hour in deference to that issue on the countdown. I'm Doug Steffen. Here's Thomas Roberts interviewing Congressman Jim Moran of Virginia about what Moran thinks we need to do to keep guns out of the hands of people like this shooter.
Over the weekend, we learned a lot about the suspect. We've learned a lot today, especially in the images that have come out. Much of all of it does call into question his mental health. But folks want to know how we can keep guns out of the hands of such people. And here's what one Tea Party favorite had to say about that. Take a listen.
You simply can't keep these weapons out of the hands of sick, demented individuals who want to do harm. And when you try and do it, you restrict our freedom.
So restrict our freedoms. Congressman, do you agree with that? I mean, as Americans, we all love our freedom, but does it mean that we have to accept senseless violence, the murder of 12 people sitting in a movie theater as its price?
My son went to the airing of Batman at midnight. Don't I have the freedom to believe that my son can go to a movie theater without a gunfire threatening his life? What are we going to do? Check everyone going into a movie theater for they have a metal detector now? It seems to me this is about freedom. It's the freedom to live securely and safely among our neighbors and friends and within an advanced society. It's just stunning to me, Thomas, that my colleagues are so soft on crime and domestic terrorism that they would allow, even after the shooting of our colleague Gabby Giffords, more than 60 multiple shootings since that crime occurred. And in fact, there are tens of thousands of Americans have been murdered by firearms since the massacre at Virginia Tech. And that's all because basically the legislative bodies around the country have been castrated by the NRA, politically castrated. That's it's all about. They're intimidated.
Some people on the other side would argue the fact that maybe in an instance like this, if more people were armed, they could have done something.
Well, you know, Thomas, you're an intelligent individual, that's an insane, illogical conclusion. The fact is that this shooter had a bulletproof vest. It was a dark theater. Do we really want people carrying firearms into a theater and having the gunfight at the OK Corral in a darkened movie theater? That would have caused even more deaths. That is not the answer. That everyone carry guns every place they go. Can't we be safe in our neighborhoods, at our movie theaters, in our restaurants? That's going in absolutely the wrong direction. I know the NRA likes that because they can sell more weapons. But at the very least, Thomas, we should restrict assault weapons. We used to. The NRA even accepted that until they realized they could get rid of it so easily. And we ought to close the gun show loophole, and we ought to restrict the accumulation of rounds that of ammunition. 6,000 rounds of ammunition, really? And we shrug our shoulders? If this had been any kind of foreign agent, we'd send the Marine Corps after them. But here we shrug our shoulders and come up with all kinds of pious, remorseful rhetoric. We ought to do something. And we haven't done anything about this. And so I think to some extent we are complicit in these crimes if we don't stand up and speak out and act responsibly as a legislative body at all levels of government.
Up next, more from Aurora on the Talk Radio Review.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, working down a sweat. I'm on a construction site with Jack Hey, how you doing?
It's another hot day, and as always, he's in work boots.
After sweating in these for 12 hours, man, my feet itch.
That's why I'm giving Jack Gold Bond Foot Powder. The Max Strength Cooling Menthol controls odor, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Wow, that's some serious cooling.
And how about those dogs? Dry and comfortable?
Extremely. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond. It's the worst.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay, just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
The war had been going on for 2 years, and I got the call. I got the call to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Uh-huh.
Mom. And Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist. When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
The hot hits in talk radio underscore it here, and the focus is on the Colorado situation. Here from our Countdown affiliate, WDEL in Wilmington, host Peter MacArthur and Melanie Armstrong visit with CBS's Lee Frank about when charges are going to be filed against this shooter, who actually hasn't been cooperating with the police at all so far.
What are the specific charges facing James Holmes today?
Well, we don't know what the specific charges are. Nothing has yet been filed, and nothing needs to be filed for the next few days at least, because the first step in the legal process is what's called an advisement hearing, where basically the defendant, as he will be, is advised that he is under investigation for certain charges, and he might be asked whether he understands why he's being held, or he might be asked if he understands that he's been appointed public defenders to represent him at this point.
The Aurora police chief has said Holmes is all lawyered up and hasn't been cooperating with them. Presumably, then, they still don't know why he did all this.
I'm not sure lawyered up is the case as much as maybe he just doesn't want to talk about it. I don't know that it's under advice of counsel, although, of course, his attorneys would advise him not to talk. And we don't know what meetings have been held between the two public defenders and the suspect, but I don't know that they need him to talk anymore, quite honestly. I think they have enough evidence they've gathered that as they analyze it, they will be able to piece together the criminal case. As for understanding the motive, which is something, you know, the rest of us want to do, that's not as important to their case as it is maybe to our own curiosity.
Lee, talking to last night, the president obviously made an appearance yesterday, then the vigil last night. Very emotional day, I'm sure, in Aurora. What can you tell us about it?
Well, the president did not attend the vigil. The president came to Colorado to meet with victims and relatives and spend a couple of hours with some of the people who have been shot who are trying to heal in the hospital. He spent time with relatives of those who have died. And so the president's visit here was anything but public. He finally talked to the media in a brief statement with the governor and the mayor, but it was a very private thing, and I think it was less commander-in-chief than it was consoler-in-chief.
And last night's vigil, how did that play out?
It was too much like too many others we've seen before, and it's become, you know, a community trying to come together, trying to start the healing process, and a lot of hugging, a lot of tears, and a lot of people just shaking their heads, but saying that this shooter will not define this community, will not define this state. But once again, it's just a horrible, difficult situation to try and come together. But it's a time where people need to get out, get away from the TV set, and hold on to the people they hold dear, and just try and kind of start dealing with the reality of this horrible thing that happened.
Radio host Jeff Wagner here with his callers about whether, after last week's shooting, they're now afraid to go into movie theaters or other crowded places.
Brad, you're first.
First, you know, I think this was kind of a fluke thing. It's not going to change my plans. My wife and I are set to have a date night tomorrow night, go to the movies, you know, without the kids, and it's not going to change our plans at all. I mean, I'm a police officer, so I kind of look at every situation as a potentially dangerous, but, you know, you just got to, I mean, I think it was kind of a freak thing. It could happen anywhere, at the mall. It could happen at your favorite restaurant. I mean, just because it happened at a movie theater doesn't mean it's always, you know, it has the potential of always happening somewhere.
Okay. Are you concerned that there might be other troubled people out there who decide to act out in a copycat fashion, you know, and now that somebody's done it, maybe somebody else will try to do it?
Unfortunately, yeah. I mean, there's copycats everywhere. You saw that with school shootings. One Columbine happened, it kind of snowballed into places all over the world, or all over the country happening.
Right.
Yeah, there's that chance of it happening, but I think, you know, everybody just got to, you just got to be smart and be safe and keep your eyes open and your head on a swivel, you know.
At times like this, one of the things I love about the opportunity I have to talk to you is we use this as a, and talk with you, is we use this as sort of an electronic town hall. You know, how are you reacting? And this, before this incident, I think there was lots of speculation that this Batman movie might be, at least early on, the largest grossing movie in movie history. How has this affected that? Are you now reluctant to go to see Batman over the weekend? Are you going to be reluctant to go back to the movie theaters? Jordan in Cedarburg.
Yeah, you know, this can happen at any time, at any place, no matter where you elect to go. And it's very unfortunate, but I guess that is the life that we live in, and the world that we live in, and things that we have to deal with. Certain things happen that we may never even dream of happening, but it's just very unfortunate, and people want to go out there and have fun. Go out and have fun. Do those things. Live your life to the fullest. All that great stuff. But just know, you know, in the back of your head that, yeah, there are crazy people out in this world.
Well, you know, it's interesting you should bring that up, because I was trying to think. A couple years ago, there was a robbery at a Chinese restaurant, on the northwest side. I want to say it was on Silver Spring. It could have been on Hampton. But it was one of these situations where you had a couple robbers that walked in, and they ended up shooting up the place. Okay, that was this horrible sort of thing. But, you know, we didn't stop going to restaurants because you might have, you know, some crazed gunman that walks into a restaurant or a robbery goes bad or something. You, at some point in time, you just have to, I'm with you, you have to start and continue living your life because there are, unfortunately, the potential for these random acts from the isolated madman, and the truth is we're never going to be able to fully protect ourselves from that.
Up next, we move over to Penn State, and what's next there after the NCAA hits them with fines and sanctions? That's next here on the Talk Radio Overview.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value, value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
What's real and what isn't? The world of facts and talk radio and the news and all that good stuff. Here's Greg Jarrett with analyst Todd Bailey about what Penn State needs to do from here after being hit with a $60 million fine and the sanctions.
So what steps can Penn State take to rebuild its reputation?
Well, you know, the first thing we tell our clients with reputation or crisis management concerns is to take that conversation online. And I feel Penn State really lost out on an opportunity in not doing that prior to this sanction coming out. And there is certainly a large stain going to continue with the months and years to come. So that being said, how do they do this? Get that conversation online. Currently, they have progress.psu.edu as an outlet where they are pushing a lot of press releases and content out there, but they're not really engaging their audiences, allowing a full Twitter stream or something like that where the audience, the alumni, the students, and the general publics can converse with the university.
You know, I found it interesting that the day after the Louis Freeh report came out, and it was so scathing in its condemnation of the administration and indeed the Board of Trustees, that there was a Board of Trustees meeting. It was a Friday. I watched it. They actually were streaming it. And the new president of Penn State got up there and he said, look, we're taking a lot of steps here. We're going to try to compensate our victims. We're going to try to help them with counseling and whatever it is they need. We are going to donate a huge amount of money, millions of dollars, to help victims of sexual abuse. And we are deliberately going to change our culture at Penn State so that it is not all about football. It's not all about hero worship. And we're going to teach everybody here on this campus that you need to report any kind of abuse and do so immediately. Those seem to me, as I watched that Board of Trustees meeting, as earnest, genuine steps. What do you think?
Yeah, transparency has always been a concern with Penn State as a university, and that's one great example of what they should have been doing from the get-go and moving forward. Certainly the live stream direct from the president followed up with FAQs or questions on the Facebook or Twitter accounts to allow comments direct to the president would be ideal. We look at Facebook for Penn State, and there's no real opportunity to post directly on there, and a lot of negative sentiment related to Penn State right now, but you bring up a great opportunity within the president as far as a stream is concerned. We'd like to see more of that moving forward.
Here's host Jim Turpin with sports reporter Steve Beckett. They talk about the way Mr. Paterno virtually ran Penn State and how the entire culture there needs to change if they're going to get past this.
You continue to talk about the culture of on the campus, letting football, in this case, become the big thing, the overriding attitude, and the one that topic which seemed to overshadow all others. And Jim Paterno, it appeared from long distance here, it appeared to be sort of a running university.
Well, in a strange way, it's true. I mean, it's pretty clear that the president of the university would not go against Joe Paterno's wishes. The board of trustees were yes people who pretty much did what they were told and didn't ask questions. Where does it stop? And as I said when we were all together, if the NCAA doesn't do something about this, then it may as well cease as an organization because it's meaningless.
Steve, as far as the sanctions themselves, pretty stiff. I don't know if there's been any like this or not, but as I look at some of these, including the postseason ban for 4 years and the reduction of scholarships, et cetera, et cetera, it just seems to me that this is almost like the death penalty, is it not?
Well, I guess there's some who might think that the death penalty might be better because maybe it would be shorter, that you could apply for, you know, sort of reinstatement. This is pretty harsh. You know, my initial reaction was they're going to have a walk-on football team, but you know, as I look at the details, they do have it looks like 15 scholarships a year, and so they certainly will have something, but it certainly won't be anything like the Penn State that we've known.
Upcoming, your calls on football and Penn State and the shooting in Colorado, 800-510-8255 here on the Talk Radio Roundup.
Have you ever wondered how you could make a difference in someone's life? What if you could help hundreds or even thousands of children? You might think it impossible, but it's within your reach. Right now, today, students in the U.S. rank 32nd in world math skills. It's time for our children to catch up, and you can help. Become an owner of one of the world's fastest-growing franchises, Mathnasium. Mathnasium is the leading math-only learning center in the U.S. Its only purpose is to make our kids better at math. Imagine helping hundreds, even thousands of students in your community improve in school and raise their self-esteem, all while doing something you truly love. Call us at 800-925-2162 to learn more about Mathnasium's exciting franchise opportunities. That's 800-925-2162. To learn how you can make a difference, doing something you truly love. That's 800-925-2162. 800-925-2162.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we've got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Buy details and your local store at guitarcenter.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves the absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com.
and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a 1 month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant style meals with a 30 year shelf life. Packaged in heavy duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, 5 bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled DeseretFoodStore.com foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Here we are at 33 minutes after the hour as the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. I'm Doug Steffen with your thoughts, your calls on the Colorado shooting. Where are we? What are the issues here? Are we talking about it too much? There are a lot of people on the air who think, and I think maybe rightly so, the hosts that we monitor, both national and regional and local, there is a feeling that the news media has overplayed its part. What do you think of that? 800-510-8255. Wesley's in California.
Now tomorrow I'll be 72 years old, and I've been retired from the Marine Corps after 20 years. Retired as a master sergeant 32 years ago. I've never owned a weapon since I've been out of the Marine Corps. There's no reason that a person needs machine guns, automatic weapons, 3 or 4 Glocks and all that kind of garbage walking around the street. The NRA has a Congress and Senate by assault, and until these people vote, these people that go along with the NRA out of office, we're going to have a trouble, these troubles for a long time to come.
All right. Are we in trouble in our country? And is this an indication? Of course we're in trouble in our country. We have lots of trouble in our country about a lot of different things. So what about this one? How does it play in the overall, the present and the future of our country? Patrick in Arizona, the only reason, well, he's on the political side, so let's listen to him go off.
The assault weapons ban that occurred in 2000, or that sunsetted in 2004, when the Democrats took over the Congress, why didn't they enforce more gun control if that was their goal back in 1994 when they also controlled the Congress? They could have brought that up during the 2 years that they were in control. They could give a rat you-know-what about any of these shootings. The only reason they didn't bring it up is because it's an election year.
All right, little cynicism there, 800-510-8255. What do you make of both the presidential candidates taking a sort of leave of absence or stopping their negative campaigning? Why can't they do that? If it's one good thing that comes out of the Colorado shooting, isn't that it? 800-510-8255. Listen to all the politicians that were talking over the weekend about this. What solutions have they offered to fix this problem? Here's Tiffany, who lives actually near where this took place in Colorado.
I just think it's a sad day in America when you have to fear for your life in order to do something all-American, like go to the movies. Like, it's just really, really, really sad. My heart goes out to the victims, to the families affected. I just want to say that I feel like they really need to put controls on the internet, and they should not have info so like readily available about how to make bombs and booby traps and stuff like that, and that these websites should be held liable in some part for the materials purchased or the information used to cause these shootings.
Why do we need weapons of war on the streets is a question that's been asked by lots of people. We're discussing the horrific shooting in Colorado with your calls at 800-510-8255. By now, you're aware of the fact that the man accused of killing these people, the man making his first court appearance, looked kind of bleary-eyed and emotionless. His hair dyed various shades of orange and red. Hey, what is there about this that just doesn't make a whole lot of sense? Marshall in Illinois not understanding the situation either.
I think it's a shame that gun control is not even on the table. I mean, everybody's talking about, you got callers calling in saying, we need to restrict the movies, the video games. I mean, we obviously have people that think we should restrict voting rights, but we can't restrict assault weapons? I mean, this is getting out of hand. I mean, it should be what's best for our country. People want gun control. I don't care what anybody says. We don't want to take your guns away. We want gun control. We need to stop this craziness. There's a combination of everything. Everybody has to have some responsibility.
All right. What do you think about that? 800-510-8255. Various items of interest here as we pursue on the Talk Radio Countdown a discussion of the shooting last week and the aftermath of it. 800-510-8255 brings you in connection with the Countdown program. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Officials at the University of Colorado have disclosed that the suspect here was being paid $26,000 a year for his studies. Money that he could have used for the firearms, the ammunition, the explosive devices that were found in his apartment. He dropped out of a neuroscience graduate program after taking part in his first year's exercises or the classes. Then he failed his final exam. School officials say that they were stunned to learn of his arrest. Are you? 800-510-8255. Here's Sharon in South Carolina with a focus on stronger gun control laws.
A determined mind is not going to be held back by legal controls of nearly any variety, because you can spend months preparing for something that you feel in your mind is something that you want to do. So controls don't always stop that. And I am from the South. I spent my entire life in the South and in South Carolina, where gun ownership is a fairly high percentage. It's a normal way of life, you know, hunting and fishing. And you're brought up with responsible gun ownership. And if we anecdotally look at how many people own guns, especially in the southern states, especially in the Carolinas, for example, the incidence of these occurrences is exceedingly rare. And we all watch the same movies that everybody watches. We play the same video games that everybody watches. And it's, you know, that's, it doesn't lead itself to, hey, you know, shut down the guns and you'll shut down the problem. And I think our founding fathers, when they were creating the right to bear arms, their concern was is that once you start putting laws in place, and I understand you, we want to be reasonable, but their concern is it's a slippery slope to a police state where the citizens have no arms and the police are the only ones that do. So trying to balance that out is, I think, recognizing where things can go.
800-510-8255. We certainly are close to a police state in this country. I don't think there are a lot of people who differ or disagree with that, ma'am. 800-510-TALK. You're our
a lot of folks. We have the queue getting larger, so let's deal with Jeff first in Virginia. Or first, I don't mean first, I mean next. Go ahead, Jeff.
Good morning, Doug.
Good morning.
Yes, you answered part of my question earlier, but how does a college student afford to get all these this ammunition and weapons? Because they're not cheap. You know, I own a couple of guns myself, and even ammunition, it is not cheap. Does anybody put a trailer on where it, how we purchased it?
Well, I think that the $26,000 you get paid to go to school is the answer to that question, Jeff. Chad in Lynchburg, you're on the countdown. Hi.
Hey, what's going on, Doug? I, too, am originally from Charleston, South Carolina. And, you know, the problem is that I, you know, if you look back the rules and the laws and the Second Amendment, they haven't changed in 100 years. Something else is going on. I know that guy doesn't want to say, one of the callers before was talking about these movies and these games. I mean, you can look at kids today. I'm only 33 years old. I remember when Super Mario Brothers was, you know, highly advanced when I was like six. But if you look at the stuff these kids are doing today, these kids are so corrupted. I mean, you got kids in seventh, eighth grade watching these vampire shows on HBO that are basically pornography, you know, with guns and people, you know. This whole generation of kids is not like the kids when you were growing up, or like even when I was growing up. This society is sick and twisted. Some, you know, it's not the tool. I mean, they'll be bludgeoning each other to death with hammers if you give them a chance. Something is wrong. Something is really wrong.
Yeah, I think there's no doubt to that. And where we've gone wrong, we continue to examine more. It's important to probably fix the problem, Chad. Andy, go ahead. You're on the countdown. Hi.
Hey, Doug. How you doing? Love the show.
Thank you.
I think this is the breakdown come full circle in society. A six-year-old got shot there. What was a six-year-old doing at the midnight showing of a almost R-rated movie?
Well, yeah, that not only that, are all of these parents who bring in their babies. You know, there's a lot of stuff that goes on in the mind of a baby. The noise, the violence that affects, whether you know it or you don't know it, psychologically, children are extraordinarily affected, even when they're in the womb, to those noises and influences, emotions, fear, being scared, whatever it is. Yeah. That all takes a toll.
I'm kind of a, you know, right winger, whatever. I like to be able to own guns and stuff, but guns are what kill people, not people.
All right, thank you. We got it. 800-510-8255. That's an old saying, but there's a certain amount of logic to it. We'll continue with your calls on the Colorado shooting and the aftermath in just a matter of moments here on today's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
All multivitamins claim to be complete, but when you read the label, you're often only getting the basics. A dozen nutrients here, a dozen nutrients there, which is why I take Centrum. Only Centrum goes beyond, providing key essential nutrients and more. With quality ingredients, so I know I'm at my best. And it's backed by over 30 years of science. Centrum, always your most complete.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We've got a program with an interest rate that's dramatically lower than the current rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage. It's called our 7-1 adjustable rate mortgage. The rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.03%. This incredibly low rate is locked until the year 2019. After that, it may adjust once per year. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.03%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Adjustable rates subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Eight hundred five one zero eight two five five. All right. So among the input that people listen to, we have lots of folks on the air, lots of newspapers and magazines covering this and opining on it. The conversation on the radio is often from it started by conversation in other places, including television shows like The View, where five women get together every day, people that are well known, to talk about the issues of the day, what they call their hot topics, included yesterday the discussion of gun control in light of the Aurora shootings.
It just trips me out that people can't differentiate between the difference between a handgun and a gun that can shoot 100 bullets in 0.8 seconds. Why does anybody need an assault rifle if they're not going to war?
Well, why is it not against the law to buy something like that?
That's what I'm saying. Why isn't this against the law?
Well, you have to, you know, it's a really difficult thing, and we have politicians that have been trying to grapple with this for a long time, right, balancing off our constitutional right with the Second Amendment, with how to use that properly in terms of keeping yourself safe. And it's all about keeping the hands out of criminals. Well, usually they're not criminals until they end up doing something like this and killing innocents.
I think what we can do, one of the ways we can start is by saying, okay, we all understand that the Amendment 2 is so that you can bear arms if you need to.
To protect yourself a lot of times.
But an assault rifle...
Yeah, where does that come
you
from?
You know, it is meant only to kill many people.
Right.
Even deer. You know, you're not going to hunt a deer with an assault rifle. So let's say that we just ban assault rifles altogether.
Mitt Romney banned them in Massachusetts when he was governor, which is a great move.
And so is Obama.
Banned them. I mean, that
everybody's,
was law.
Everybody's very quiet about it now. And so we're taking the test, everybody.
The NRA gives $50 million a year to both parties. So both parties, and it's interesting that they would do it to both parties. That way they hold hostage both parties.
But
not just
but
one.
I don't mind that you give money, but you cannot, if you brought the head of the NRA to this seat where we are now inviting him to come, or her,
Wayne LaPierre.
Okay, Wayne, if you can sit here and explain to us why we need to have assault rifles so that we all get it. We all understand the right to bear arms. Nobody is complaining about that. But the right to bear an assault rifle in this country should be illegal.
A lot of people are complaining about it, in fact. 800-510-8255. So the theater shooting suspect appeared in court. He has now been charged with the 12 deaths and 58 woundings. And apparently the district attorney has asked that he be held without bond, and he was. And they're going to seek the murder. They're going to seek the death penalty. That appropriate? Would seem to be. 800-510-8255 is more of this coming up in a moment on the countdown.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family.
We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why we created T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula with ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Optimum testosterone levels mean better mood, energy, and of course, better sex life. Here's Gina from California.
My husband tried 1 month of T-Gen, and we both noticed his desire increased right away. He felt the difference in his energy level. I certainly liked the other effects it had on him. Great product.
And now for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. The poll yesterday at DougStephan.com asks, who do you blame for the shooting in Colorado? 72% of you who responded at DougStephan.com said the shooter, which seems appropriate. 11% said it's too easy to buy weapons. Let's see here. 6% said Hollywood. 3% said video games. 2% said the right, and 1% said the left. 6% said nobody is to blame. Following that information, again, the poll every day on various items of interest. Check it out. Spend a minute or two there and check out also the other information, including the Talk Radio Countdown Show box. Has a lot of information that maybe goes further, and you get the idea of where we go with this program from the information that we're interested in presenting. 800-510-8255. In other words, what do we follow that produces this program? Chris is in Central Texas with the gun discussion. Chris.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
You know, 9/11 happened and it wasn't a shot fired once. So, I mean, you know, people are going to throw rocks at each other if they get a chance. You know, I mean, that's just the way it is, the way it always has been, and the problem is the way it always will be.
Well, I don't know if in this case, I think that's a little to envision something like this with somebody throwing rocks at people in a theater. It doesn't seem to have any, doesn't make any sense. Tom in Amherst, Virginia, go ahead. You're on the countdown.
I just wanted to say, you had the ladies on from The View a minute ago, and they had a comment about a person being able to own a gun that can empty 100 rounds in 0.8 seconds. In this country, it is already legal to own a fully automatic weapon unless you are a Class 3 FFL holder. So all these people...
But you can't get a hold of automatic weaponry.
Not legally.
You cannot buy an automatic weapon legally in this country?
Not unless you have a Class 3 FFL license.
What is that?
It is a license that allows you to own a machine gun.
Yeah, but why would somebody get a license to own a gun like that? Why would you or anybody else get one of those licenses?
I would not get one. I'm an avid gun collector, but there are people that like to collect. Most of the people that collect, if you look back, I think you would have a hard time finding anyone that has a Class 3 FFL that legally owns a machine gun.
Yeah, but I'm not. That's not the question I'm asking. Why would somebody need to? You can say, well, we have to do it. But, I mean, at what point does it get ridiculous?
Well, why would someone need to spend $100,000 on a sports car?
That's not the sports cars are not as dangerous as a gun like this. I mean, I suppose you can look at it and legislate all kinds of things. It's just it is what's in people's minds now, Tom, is that this has gone too far and there are too many of these things available. The government's not doing a good job of monitoring who gets them. It's a problem, a societal problem. Society's job is to curb politicians and their activity or to direct politicians and their activity. And we're not doing that as a society. We're letting them direct us. And there's something extraordinarily inappropriate about us being driven by them instead of we drive them, if you understand my drift. Jerry in Florida, go ahead, sir. You're on the countdown.
Thank you, sir. What I'm saying is you can buy an assault weapon, which is not an automatic weapon, legally in the United States. You have to make it or either buy it somewhere else to make it a fully automatic weapon. Yet Fast and Furious can sell weapons and everything that kill people, and nobody wants to stand behind it or tell us why they got loose like they did.
And so what's your theory about it?
My theory is it's not what the people in the United States own and everything. It's that whether they put a ban on weapons whatsoever, if you want a weapon bad enough to go out and do something like this young man did, then you can go ahead and do it and everything, and that's not helping the people who legally and responsibly want to own a weapon.
Yeah. All right. David, let's see if we get the last word from you. You got about 30 seconds. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, I had a comment about the tragedy in Colorado and everybody wanting to have tighter gun control laws. As far as I know, he booby-trapped his apartment with explosives, and explosives are illegal. It didn't stop him from getting those. So what would we think that having tighter gun control laws would prevent him from getting guns?
Well, that's something to think about and debate and discuss, which is what this program is all about, taking the issues of the day and discussing them in a forthright, honorable manner. Thank you all for doing that. Here, I'm Doug Steffen on the Countdown.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.